name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. In our gospel reading today, we hear a parable, and it's a parable about a rich man. He had a bumper crop, if you will, and he said, "What am I going to do with all this? I need to build me a bigger place to store it." And he does this, and he thinks, "Well, I've got everything planned out now, and I can now just eat, drink, and be merry, because everything, life is good." Now, there's no problem in and of itself of life is good. We thank God for the goodness that we have. But he was not thanking God. He was looking totally to himself, and he was placing his trust totally in himself. And in fact, he thought himself rich, but he was not rich towards God. He was not rich in what was most important. And it's too easy to get focused on the wrong things in this life. We find our heart gets put in the wrong place. This rich man found that all his planning was for naught. In our the second antiphon this morning, we say, "Put not your trust in princes and sons of men, in whom there is no salvation. When his breath departs, he returns to the earth, and that very day his plans perish." And that very day, this foolish rich man's plans perished. So how do we avoid this? In our reading from Ephesians today, we hear how we're to become the temple of God. We are being built up into a dwelling place of God. Our focus is to be on God. And a little bit earlier in Ephesians, St. Paul writes, "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works." So this is one way in which we avoid the problem of the rich man who's thinking only of himself. We are created for good works. Now, these words call to mind perhaps a question. What is a good work? What does it mean to do good works? And what is not a good work? St. Paul uses the term works a good bit in his letters, and particularly in Romans, Galatians, and in Ephesians, he focuses on this a good bit. And in it, he means human activities that he generally classifies into one of two categories. He talks about dead works and living works, or good works. You know, I certainly would like to think I will be striving towards the living works side. And not fall in the category of dead works. But before we look a little further, it's what distinguishes good works from dead works. I want to back up a little bit more and think about, why do we do good works? Do we do good works to be saved? That's a valid question. And in verse 8 of Ephesians 2, Paul wrote, "For by grace you've been saved through faith, that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast." So we'll be very clear that our salvation is based in our faith in Christ. We can never do enough good to earn our salvation. We can never come to God and say, "God, let me in. I deserve to come in." But thanks be to God who loves us. He has provided a way for us. In Ephesians 2, we also read, "But God, who is rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved." So, as we all know, our grace, our salvation, is clearly based on the gift of God. It's a wonderful gift to us. So, why do works matter then? Our salvation is based on faith. Because works are integral to our faith, our walk with God, and what he has for us to do. Without those works, our faith can die. That doesn't do anybody any good. St. James wrote about works this way. He said, "You see then that a man is justified by works and not by faith only." Now notice he does use the word only. He's justified by works and not by faith only. What does he mean by this? Back a little bit earlier, verse 21 and 22, James wrote, "Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he offered Isaac his son on the altar?" But he doesn't just stop there talking about just works. He goes on and says, "Do you see that faith was working together with works, and by works faith was made perfect?" Those works are so important because they strengthen our faith, that make our faith perfect. We show our faith by the works which we do. And verse 17 writes, "Thus also faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead." Without the works, faith is dead. So then that brings us back to works, okay? What are good works? What are the kind of works that keep our faith alive? Dead works can be thought of in two categories. The work of this rich man in today's parable or gospel were certainly in the dead works category, in the sense he was only thinking of himself. All his planning and all his storing up was for naught, because his plans never went anywhere. His soul was required of him that day because he was placing his trust in himself. Works that are in just ourselves are dead works. Works which are clearly evil are also dead works. Murder, idol worship, robbery, those kind of things that do not lead to a godly life. But in addition to these, dead works are works which might be looked at as good in and of themselves. Giving money, feeding the poor. But if they're done to call attention to ourselves, to gain standing in other people's eyes, that's the only reward we'll get from them. The wrong motive turns what should be good works into dead works. Now, the solution is not to stop trying to do the good works. It doesn't mean stop giving or stop helping others, but to guard against doing it to be recognized for it. Which brings us to, then, what are truly good works? These are deeds which are both good in and of themselves and are done for the purpose to glorify God and to bring grace to others. Paul teaches that these are just an outgrowth of our salvation. As I said, we are God's workmanship, His creation. And one of the reasons that we were created is so we could walk in those good works. And not only that, He's prepared those good works for us. I mean, it's not really, in one sense, that hard for us to do. God will bring those good works before us to do. And we just need to walk in them. And do them for that reason. This is something God has for me to do. I will do this. Not because of what it's going to bring to us. Not to call attention to ourselves, but to just do what God has set before us to do. And these types of truly good works will strengthen our faith. Sometimes they can be kind of hard, like, gosh, this is going to take some of my time. This is going to be hard or whatever. But it's those good works, when we do them, we are receiving a benefit because our faith gets strengthened as we do them. When we do living works, we do bring glory to God, not ourselves. And we have to rely on the strength of God to even do those. St. Maximus the Confessor writes in the 7th century, "Many human activities, good in themselves, are not good because the motive for which they are done. For example, fasting, vigils, prayer, solemnity, acts of charity, and hospitality are by nature good. But when performed for the sake of self-esteem, they are not good." In everything we do, God searches out our purpose to see whether we do it for Him or for some other motive. Quite clearly, He bestows blessings only when something is done for the right purpose. But God's judgment looks not to the actions, but the purpose behind them, what's in our heart. So, what does this mean to us today? Well, our purpose in life is not to be about just seeing how many treasures on earth we can pile up, like the rich man in the parable tried to do. It did him no good. But we are to be rich in a different way, a rich towards God. And we do that, one of the ways we do that is through true good works, being alert to what we can do, what good things we can do to help others that are brought across our path. What God has for us to do is just go about our day-to-day lives, whether it be at work, school, home, just wherever we are. Not for our own recognition. That's where we get to turning those what could have been good into dead. Not to call attention to ourselves, but just to do what God has set before us to do in His kingdom throughout our lives. We're to cultivate a habit of doing good works for the glory of God, just as a daily part of our lives. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared before that we should walk in them. So let's go forth today and walk in those good works that God has prepared for us to do this week. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.